107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It is a pleasure to check in with Dave Evans with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Happy New Year, Dave.
And to you, too.
It is good to have you on the phone lines, and despite the news this week, certainly both of the pandemic and the COVID-19 restrictions and all that, thought we'd wrap up the week with some great news with the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave, you've got great news for us. I'll let you take it away.
Well, about a week before Christmas, things were not looking so good. We were about $8,000 short of what our budget is and what we needed to pay for all the gift certificates. Well, Stratford is a very generous city. Everyone came through, and we hit our budget, and we were able to pay for all the certificates that we bought. That is really good news. I guess never lose faith in the people of Stratford.
Well, Dave, you said it. Stratford always steps up. And let's remind people what the goal was this year.
Well, the goal was $38,000. And the goal was needed because we had over 810 families that we fed at Christmas this year. And that is way up from the normal 650. So it was heartwarming.
Oh, absolutely, Dave. That's just great, great news. And for the Kiwanis Club, certainly working with Stratford House of Blessing and Salvation Army, rewarding as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have such good partners. I mean, of course, your radio station, Salvation Army, House of Blessing. Without them, we could never do it, and without the citizens of Stratford.
That is, again, just great news to hear that. Again, thank you to everyone who made a donation, a monetary donation, no matter how small, how large. It made such a difference. And, Dave, there were organizations and service clubs that made donations, area businesses that got involved. It really is a community event.
Oh, it certainly is. Yes, everybody chipped in.
For sure. So again, the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund, we thank you for your donations. And Dave, Kiwanis Club of Stratford, now you made the prediction that Stratford always steps up, and Stratford did step up for the Basket Fund. Can we put you on the line saying that the Garlic Festival will go this year?
I don't think they've made a decision yet on that one.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, it depends on our little friend COVID.
Absolutely. And Dave, before we let you go, with the Kiwanis Club of Stratford, always looking for new members, how can folks find out about the Kiwanis Club and all the great work you do?
Well, the easiest way is to go onto the website, Stratford Kiwanis Club, and there's all the information there, how to contact people, and we would love to have new members.
And again, such a big part of our community, the Kiwanis Club of Stratford, with things like the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. And this was the 45th year for the Basket Fund. And Dave, I know with the pandemic, with the COVID restrictions, hard to say down the line, but I'm sure if things get back to normal, that you'd love for the community to assemble the baskets, kind of like the way it used to be.
Oh, it was a tradition that families got involved, all the members were involved, schools, oh, you name it. And the citizens of Stratford would get involved by delivering all these baskets to all the people. I mean, it was a heartwarming event, and I would love to get back to that.
Certainly, the assembling of the food and then the delivering the baskets, an incredible operation. So we'll cross our fingers for that down the road. But again, Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford, thank you so much for all that you do and the members of the Kiwanis Club do for our community. And great news, reaching the goal for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Thanks so much for this, Dave.
Okay, well, thank you for helping out.